obviously stopped some 1970s Airstream frame issues and axle issues after I purchased new axles, especially regarding the shocks. Any helps and comments and concerns would be great. Thank you, pros.
All right, thanks for that. Appreciate it. So he's going to get new shocks. I mean, new axles anyway, but so what's the recommended shock?
Well, you know, as much as there's controversy over this, I still believe in the Monroe Gas Magnum shock. But if you go speak to a dealer, they will tell you that you must buy the factory original shock, which is a Gabriel basic oil shock. And of course, if you try and look up the number, cross-reference that number, there's no cross-reference. You can't order it through any Gabriel dealers. You must go to Airstream. And those shocks, I mean, they're not tremendously expensive, but for the same money or a little bit less money, you know, you can get the Monroe Gas Magnum shock, which, you know, I've cut them open. I cut open a brand new one. I cut open a Gabriel shock. And the quite frankly, the gas shock, to me, is far better because it's going to, it's under pressure and it's going to keep the oil that's in there from aerating. Whereas the basic oil shock, it's not going to do as great a job. My opinion. I've done a lot of car racing and a lot of weird modifications and stuff, and we've always sort of done to figure out what works. This does work, and it works very well. Is there something better than that out there? Perhaps. I don't know what it might be, but you got to remember that the torsion axles, the rubber torsion axles, are really phenomenal in absorbing shock anyway, in addition to supporting the load. Now, you know, most trailers with torsion axles, rubber torsion axles, don't even use shocks. I still think that's a mistake, but certainly it's much less of a mistake than not using a shock on a leaf spring axle. So,
yeah. Well, I didn't put shocks on mine when I replaced it with my Dexter's.
Well, you should.
Well, I guess I will then. I'll go out and put them on tomorrow.
But you'll have to put shock brackets on, which all of our axles, they come with the shock brackets welded in place, which is our competitor does not.
I understand that there wasn't much travel, and they're at a really kind of almost a horizontal angle anyway, so there wasn't a lot they could be doing. That's not right?
Well, you're right. I mean, on the quote-unquote horizontal shocks, which would be basically some 68s, 69, and up. The shock bracket, it's kind of bizarre, but it's in effect sort of a bell crank that's on the torsion arm. And as the wheel goes up and down, say the wheel goes up 2 inches, on a vertical mounted shock, like the basically 67s and back, if the wheel goes up 2 inches, the shock will compress 2 inches. Where it's a different ratio on the horizontal shocks. When that wheel goes up 2 inches, you'd be lucky if that shock moved 1 inch.
Yeah. Well, you know, just to make be clear for the record, is my Airstream did not have a shocks on it originally.
Sure it did.
Huh?
Sure it did.
It did?
Yeah, leaf springs, sure.
I don't remember seeing them. Well, maybe they came off and I don't know. I probably didn't even look because I think I just had those ripped off. So, okay, well,
yeah,
never mind.
No, in fact, all Airstreams came with shocks on them. Well, maybe in the 40s they didn't, but certainly all the way through the 50s. The only ones, oddly enough, that I've noticed that don't have shocks now are late model Bambis. And I think Sport or something, they're trying to save a few bucks all the way along. I did have one client that bought a brand new Bambi about, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago, something like that. And they towed it for a year or two. And this guy was, he used to restore Rolls Royces. So he's a high-end, finicky mechanic. And he called me. I met him at Lollapalooza some years ago, and you know, we chatted for quite a bit on many subjects, of course. But anyway, he called me. He says, "You know, Colin, I'm going on this big trip. I really want to put shocks on this. I know you can get shock brackets." Da da.